It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
NASA gives an update on their long-lost space tomatoes.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Reflections by Owsley.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Stand by. I had a little computer glitch there, Kevin. Hold on one second. All right, there you go. Just wanted to fix that real quick. Also, you know, school's starting back up again. Steve, we need to start taking pledges again, classroom pledges.
Yes.
So let's make sure that we're aware. I know who went back to school yesterday? Freeman?
Is that right?
I think they did.
Too early, Freeman. I mean, they'll win
Speaking on behalf of some people, yeah, right.
They will win in the end, though, won't they? When they get out, like, the end of May.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because what is it? It's like just past Labor Day is the typical for a lot
District
of people.
District 81, I know, is the day after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's correct, the 3rd.
And then some people start like the week before. It's kind of like that time frame, like around the week before, the week after, whatever it is. This is maybe a little early, but I don't know. I mean, it is already the 22nd.
It is weird because depends on where you go. There's some schools like in Nebraska, they've been back in school for over a week.
Yes.
And I always think, what are you doing? It's hot and, you know.
Yeah, I have never totally understood that. I remember thinking, oh, they do it because maybe then they get out earlier so that they can enjoy more summer. But no, that's not really true because you're still going. Either way, you're cutting into summer.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing your 180 days, but is it better to have the time off in August or is it better to have the time off in, you know, late May, early June?
Right.
No, they should go all year. Okay. Anyway, back to you. If you want to try to go ahead and get your classroom pledge on the air, what's the email address, Steve?
Ooh. You know, Jay, it's been a while. I don't really...
You don't remember?
Is it...
Pledge@jayandkevin.com?
You know, I just tried to throw him an easy one. Oh, golly, gee, I don't really know. I don't know. Pledge@jayandkevin.com. All right, fine. Send us your pledge. I'm just going to, you know what? Just tried to include him. Hi, you know. Wrap up your headphones. Get out of here.
He's a cutie pie.
He's a cutie pie.
He is.
I love
man,
that.
Man, it's just past 7.
So early.
Are we on a you know, it's a Thursday. That's the problem.
Is that it? There we go. I always blame the day of the week. Oh, no, my goodness.
Wednesday's my day, man. Yeah, and Thursday can be hit or miss. And, you know, it's
I will say that Steve has now developed a track record of getting compliments on Wednesdays. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Now, you didn't get one around here yesterday, but, you know, in general, it's when he seems to get his compliments. So
yes.
If somebody wants to throw one towards Steve today, I feel like it could break that. So just randomly, I wouldn't mind a text that says, gosh, Steve is my favorite or something along those lines.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that every day.
Anything better? I mean, does he's a cutie pie count as a compliment?
I think it does.
Okay,
yeah,
we
met
our quota then.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, anybody else want to help out, though? You're right. We need to build him up for more days than just Wednesday.
Correct.
Even though he had a rough day yesterday.
Yes.
He did. He was one
of
those.
He also got a compliment.
Yeah,
so, you know.
No, I didn't have a rough
day.
At
the end of it all, I said to Steve, I was like, bud, you know what?
Bud.
I feel bad. Because at some point, he actually said to me, he took a shot at me, and he goes,
attaboy.
I thought you were ordering Uber Eats lunch for us.
Attaboy,
and I go,
Steve.
Well, I was, but you didn't seem that interested. And then he's like, no, I would have, but I mean, it's fine. And then I was like, well, you want to go to lunch? I'll take you to lunch, Steve. And then he was just kind of like, nah.
I'm over it.
He goes, honestly, I just need to go home and cry for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, stop it.
That's so funny.
And am I allowed to say the other thing that you wanted to take care of?
Sure.
Sweet King Peter, his father.
Uh-huh.
He's telling his father that he needs to not comment on all of our posts.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was fine. The TV girls were in yesterday, and his dad had made a comment about, you know, oh, wow, Steve, they are cute young girls.
Sure.
You know, and he was just trying to give Steve the old, maybe you should talk to him.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, hey, Dad, we're a step ahead of you. But Steve was just like, oh, man, I'm going to have to tell my dad to please stop commenting on everything. I'm like, yeah, well, King Peter, he loves it.
No, it was just the way that he said it. There were ellipses and all sorts of things going on.
All sorts of things.
So I had to delete it because It was just too much.
You're like, Dad, stop. He loves you, Steve. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah. And then I called him after the fact. Because I texted him.
Because you felt bad about deleting his comment?
No.
No, that's
that
not
is what. One place where Steve will draw the line.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah, he's fine with that.
And, well, no. Well, I told him, I said, can we not over text? And he's like, oh, sorry. And so then I called him
can
later.
Can we not over text?
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, sorry. And then I called him later and was just like, yeah, you know. If it's something you think is going to be embarrassing, don't post it. If it's something that you don't think is going to be embarrassing, think, is this going to be embarrassing? And then probably don't post it.
That's what you told him. That's
very great advice.
And then I told him, and you know, don't get in fights with listeners. And he goes, oh, I know that. I'm like, well, you know.
You're just, like, do you?
Just to be clear.
It's great that you love the page and that you want to comment.
Yeah. But, and I said, you know, I like it, you know, feel free, do your thing, but, you know, within reason.
But I do have the power to delete my father's comments off our social media.
You really do.
Yeah. I do, and I did. It was just a little much.
That is so great.
You got to love it.
Hey, Melanie says your laugh brightens her day.
Oh, that is a compliment.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melanie.
Your comment brightens my day. The Big 99.9 Coyote. I was being sincere.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Jay, what would it take for me to get you to play that song today?
Oh.
Breakfast? I'll buy you breakfast. What do you want? Milkshake?
You know what, Kevin? Nothing. Just your friendship.
Stop. Really?
In about 30 seconds.
Kevin James.
Friendship and time.
Friendship and time.
I would have rather got breakfast.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Here we go.
Dear Jay and Kevin, my wife went out with a girlfriend for drinks last week. At the bar, she was playing wingman for her friend. And wound up getting the number of a guy that she thought was perfect for her friend. She then texted the guy from her phone to talk up her friend, and they, have talked via text a couple of times. I will say it's all about how great her friend is while she finds out more about this guy. I have a problem with my wife giving her number to a guy at a bar. She doesn't see the problem because she says, I'm just doing it to help my friend. But her friend is an adult. It makes me uncomfortable, but I don't want to be like, you know, overreacting and jealous, but it does bother me. Am I overreacting? Or is this, you know, is this an okay thing to be doing?
All right, 509-441-0999. The text line's always open to call or text, as a matter of fact. And, of course, you can do it on our social media pages as well. Our Facebook page is Jay and Kevin Show. I don't know.
Don't get in a fight with my dad.
But don't get in a fight with Steve's dad on Facebook, please.
Yeah, watch for King Peter.
Gosh, I wish that's what he went by. Can he change his name on Facebook to King Peter?
Dang not on Facebook.
Nah, that's a bummer.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
What do you think, Steve?
Oh, I thought you had a... okay. Well, I don't see exactly what the problem here is because it's not like it was for her, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean... So, I guess the answer to the question is, am I overreacting? Seems like it.
You think it's not
you
a big
so?
Deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know. I would probably feel the same way, though, if I was in this person's shoes. But whatever. I can overreact. It's fine. It's what I do.
It is actually what you do now that you've said it out loud.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little weird. I mean, you could have got his phone number and just handed it over to the friend. I mean, I don't know if you got to play middleman like that.
Playing middleman, I mean, and wingman is an important job with, you know, your single friends or whatever. But there's a spot where it stops.
Yeah.
And that should be, she should be the one talking to him, finding out more about him, not you.
Right. I mean, well, it's just not middle school.
Thank you, Jay. Like her husband said.
Her friend's an adult.
Her friend is an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, give her the number, let her do it. Yeah. Why are you involved at this point?
Yeah, then get out of the way, yeah.
Here are some comments from Facebook. We'll give you a little, you know, from both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie says, you're not overreacting at all. It's not appropriate behavior for a grown-up. Okay, in middle school, sounds fine. Her friend is an adult, though, and your wife does not need to be screening her men by talking to them. Great point.
She's trying to help. She's getting involved. Maybe I can see her friend saying, well, yeah, my friend's made bad decisions in the past. Yeah, well, that's her decision. So
yeah, that's right. I mean, you can talk to her about it. Whatever, read her text back and forth. I'm sure she'll share or whatever, but yeah, it's not. Brandon says, she didn't do that for her friend, bro.
Okay.
She did it because it was exciting and it made her feel something that she isn't getting.
Oh.
That's what Brandon says.
Okay.
Lynn says, oh, hell no.
Wow.
Sarah says this, insecure much? It's okay. Harmless.
Mm-hmm.
If she hasn't given you a reason not to trust her, then don't worry about it. She also says she's not your property. She's allowed to live her own life. This is the 21st century, not the 18th century.
Oh, boy.
To which someone else has responded.
I bet.
Saying, you know, listen, it's about boundaries and respecting each other. The overall thing.
Fight.
Yeah, no fight.
Okay.
They just let it go. They let it go. But it also, the overall, I think what people are saying is, yeah, you just have to tell her this is not okay. And then if she continues to do it, then you have a big problem.
There you go. That's basically it. Look, hey, that bothers me. Oh, it bothers you? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what bothered you. Yeah, it bothers me. Okay, I won't do it. Okay, cool. Love you.
Bye. Bye.
I mean.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Kyle, I'm not sure if Kyle's helping or not here, but he says, hey, man, it sounds like you're talking and describing your ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
Oh, see, I see what he did there.
Yeah, I see what he did there, too.
It's a little bit much.
Yeah.
Also, for the guy, doesn't that seem kind of weird?
If you're
the guy
texting the married lady
to find out more information about how great her friend is, wouldn't you just be like, yeah, I want to talk to your friend?
Yeah, he's 100% interested in the married lady. He doesn't care about
the friend. Seems like it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise, give me your number, get out of the way. You're a married lady, don't care. But yeah, that does seem weird.
So the other person.
Which one?
The friend. It was suggested someone called in and said, well, why not give my number? So I like that idea.
As in your why number, not? As in producer Steve's number.
I mean, sure.
You want me to give your number?
Well, no.
I feel like that's what he just said. No, Kevin, did no, he not just
mind.
Say that?
What I heard.
Never mind. Never mind. Retract my statement.
Okay, so 847.
Hey, easy.
997.
Easy.
72.
Easy, Jay.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
There's some good stuff. I got a few photos of you guys that I'm going to hang up on the wall here.
Oh,
so
no.
That'll add some more decorations. And some, what do we call these? Wainisms? Is that right?
Kevin James.
Wainisms? Oh, G-Wisdom?
G-Wisdoms.
G-Wisdom. What did it call them? Wainisms?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
So close. So very close.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's fine.
Hey, Jay, remember yesterday when I was trying to remember a number for you and I completely switched the digits and then replaced one of them with a different number?
That was not helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad I could be of assistance.
All of our audio, pieces have numbers. They're, you know, correlate to obviously the audio within the system. And Steve's like, I think it's 4768. And it was like, you know, 4624. And I was like, what? No. What? Yeah, he was helpful. Simple.
Sorry about that.
Steve, you're the young one on the show. We need you to be able to remember things.
I know it, man. A lot of pressure over there.
Yeah, I remembered to tell you the number.
That's true. It's just wrong. Yeah, that was fine. Let's play a little game to give away some Kevin Hart tickets. A little movie game. We'll play a little,
It's time to go to the
get
movies.
Get into it.
Are you joking with me right now?
Starring Kevin Hart and...
Kevin, would you like to explain the starring Kevin Hart and...
We have five questions, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do is either name the movie or his co-star or both. If you get both, you're great. Here's what we need.
What if we give them two points if they get both?
Yeah, Jay, that's exactly what they do. You have the opportunity for 10 points.
Okay.
Or... let's say you only got half of them. You get 5 points. Guess what that's going to get you? Nothing.
How many do you got to get?
You have to get, whether we do it.
More than half.
Passing grade.
Yeah.
And when we're giving away tickets to a comedian, I feel like, you're generous. It's six. You got to get six right because comedians are the kind of people who probably got D's.
D's are for diplomas, Kevin.
Yeah, I feel like Kevin Hart could have been one of those guys.
All right, so Kevin Hart, starring Kevin Hart and is the name of the game. All you have to do is, we'll just give you the questions. You give us the answers, we give you the points.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Oh, man, that's true. Josh, how are you?
Good.
Okay, Josh, we'll give you a point for everything you get correct. Let's see how we do. You're going to name Kevin Hart movies and his co-stars. And here we go with number one.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one, Kevin's character teams up with an old high school classmate and winds up taking on terrorists with this co-star.
Hmm.
So you got to name the movie and the...
You can name the movie and the co-star. He doesn't know... You don't know either one of those?
No, pass.
Okay, all right. We'll go with question number two. That's all right. Okay. He only has to get six, guys.
He only needs to get six points. He still has an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin's character switches bodies with The Rock in this movie, but that was not nearly as bad as this co-star who switched bodies with a female.
That's a great movie.
Oh, Jack Black.
Jack Black for one point. What was the movie?
The movie?
You
got it.
Right there. It was
Jumanji.
Yeah.
Yay! All right, Josh, you got 2 points out of that one. Well done. Let's see how we do on question number three.
Kevin's character helps care for a paralyzed billionaire who's played by this well-known TV star.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah, Walter.
Oh, dang it. Okay, all right.
He does not know that
one. Right, he's two out of six right now. You need to get these.
It was like that first time where I realized, hey, Kevin Hart, you can actually just act and be like a serious... He's still funny in that movie.
Very believable, too.
Yeah, he was just good.
All right, question number four.
Okay, Kevin's character tries to impress his girlfriend's police officer brother that he is marriage material. Did I say that right? Did that sound right? I don't know.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Ride Along?
Ride Along is correct.
Oh,
and who
got
is
it.
The co-star?
Ice Cube.
Oh my
Ice
gosh,
Cube?
He's still in the game,
guys. This guy either knows or he doesn't.
Right.
I mean, he knows them all the way. He's got 4 points.
He needs two. You need both of these points.
Oh my gosh.
Josh, I'm sweating. Right. I really want you to win these tickets. So you're going to need to name the co-star and the movie of this final question. Question number five, and here we go.
This comedy giant teams up with Kevin's character to learn how to survive in prison. I was thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, guys, it's so many.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's on the tip of your tongue? Open your mouth. Let me see if I can see it. I can't quite read it. I can't make it out. You want to take a wild guess?
I feel like giant is a very big clue, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. He's definitely looks like a giant next to Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Well,
a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not saying that much.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it, Josh.
It's not going to happen.
I am so sorry. I feel bad.
I was trying to.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you the movies, and then I'm going to take a caller to see if we can't give away these Kevin Hart tickets, just so that you know what you missed on. The very first one was, have you ever seen Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Central Intelligence?
Yes, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that's the one where he teams up with a high school classmate and they take on the terrorist. You got the Jack Black Jumanji. You missed on the paralyzed billionaire who's played by a well-known TV star. That was Bryan Cranston in The Upside was the name of that movie.
Oh.
And then, of course,
that
you got,
is a good one. You should watch that if you haven't seen it.
It's a great movie. Ice Cube and Ride Along, you got that one. The last one was the one where he teams up with Will Ferrell and, you know, trying to survive prison. Then the movie is called Get Hard, and darn it.
Oh, man.
Josh, I feel bad. Right. Hey, you know what? Right.
Thanks, guys.
Pick a number for us and then try to be that number when you call back in, okay, buddy? What number are we looking at?
9.
Okay, number 9. Thank you, brother. Have a great day. Good luck being caller number 9, 509-441-0999. Man,
you know,
I hate that.
I understand how you feel bad for Josh.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's a bummer. It's like it's Kevin Hart tickets, and you do wish.
That's correct.
Josh seemed like a nice guy, and you wish he could win, but he really has no one to blame but himself.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, were my clues too hard?
No. I didn't think so. No. I don't think they were bad today, Steve.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. Okay.
So don't show compassion for Josh. You're only just blaming Josh.
Okay. All right.
That's a different take. 509-441-0999.
Call feel bad, but sorry, man.
Yeah, a lot of empathy there. Caller number 9, 509-441-0999.
The big
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Pediatrician, I hope so.
Again.
Respiratory therapist, pretty good. I feel like she'd make a good living there.
Kevin is literally trying to date for need. Again, don't forget that
she was.
Wait, how is a pediatrician going to help him?
Kevin James.
I don't know, because maybe like at some point he might be like,
I'm the biggest baby you've ever met when I'm sick.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget you can download the app. The Coyote Country app is free and just search for it. You'll find it. Take us with you. And, of course, the podcast is available. Please, you know, rate, like, review, all the things that you can do there. And
subscribe. Do all of it.
All that, yeah. All the things. Just click away. Have some fun. All right, let's go ahead and get to the emails. Our email address is ontheair@jnkevin.com. Steve, if someone was going to do, like, a classroom pledge, how would they get that to us? Like, for the Pledge of Allegiance, we play at 7 o'clock.
I mean, there's lots of ways.
We've got email. We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
Pledge@janekevin.com.
There it is. There it is. Kevin, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I was going to say carrier pigeon.
Simple. Jay, you better go first. I don't know if we're going to get sidetracked after my first email.
This one simply says, Jay, how much would I have to pay you to give me the rest of Steve's phone number? Probably $100, I would say, would do it.
That's it?
I'll do it for 50.
I'll do it for 25. Wait, hold on.
Well, apparently Sammy wants the rest of the digits, so, you know.
Yeah, let's get it out there.
No, it's not.
Well, that could come in handy with my first email.
Okay. I had a bad experience with that.
That is from Holly today.
Okay.
And Holly has said, I hear you guys talking about some of the concerts and how Steve needed a plus one.
Yes.
Will he have an extra ticket for Jelly Roll? I literally will do anything to go see Jelly. I love him so much.
Right.
Steve.
Oh, love Jelly so much. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you thought she said I love you. Like
she's not done.
Yeah, that's great.
Steve, I would love to go with you. I think this would be awesome.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for just coming out and asking, but you know what? The worst you can do is get a no. She's right.
That's
you got to shoot your shot.
That is true.
I like
she
that.
Has shot her shot, Steve. Mm.
It really depends. Do you spell it with an I, a Y? Oh, what's
sure,
going on
that's
here?
Fair. Yeah.
This is a Holly with a Y.
Okay.
Good start.
How do you feel about that?
It's a good start.
That's a good start.
Yeah. I mean, I would have accepted either one.
That was weird because Sammy was with an I, so I don't know if you got something against people who have the end of their name be an I, because I feel like that's...
Oh, no. I like rude. Both, actually. I was just asking, really.
Beggars mm-hmm. can't be choosers.
So you will maybe have an extra ticket?
I don't know. It's a hot ticket, Kevin.
It is a hot ticket. It is. And Jelly Roll, big name. I don't know if you heard about it.
See, would you ever...
Probably not. Not if you're going to say it like that.
So. I didn't think so either. That did seem like it was going to be a no.
You don't know the person, and so you're like, oh, yeah. She's like, I would love to go to Jelly Roll with you.
Well,
and you know that it's kind of probably more for Jelly Roll than it is for you.
Sure.
Or a kidnapping situation.
That could be. But it also could turn into
a kidnapping
situation.
She's
willing to go with you. Yeah. So why? Maybe it could be great. She sees your personalities. She sees how great you are. And she's just like, oh my gosh, I love this guy.
I feel like if she said wanted that, she already knows his personality a little bit. And she'd probably say, hey, I want Steve to go to coffee. Not, could Steve give me a free ticket to a sold out concert?
Well, I'll step in, Ollie. We've got
email. Mean. Just saying.
No, she seems great.
Yeah, she seems. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just know she spells her name with a Y, so, I mean, it's pretty okay.
Very nice.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this, Holly. If Steve says no, there's still an old horse out the pasture that we could go get and bring out. His name's Kevin James.
The actor?
Hi, Jay and Kevin. Are you guys going to Nashville this year for that award show? That's the CMAs, obviously. And are you looking forward to talking to anyone in particular?
They want a ticket with us?
Den.
Den.
I'm assuming that would be Dennis, but... yes, for the award show. Are we looking forward to talking to anyone in particular, Kevin?
It was so weird, Jay. I just thought about this the other day. I just said, oh man, I hope that person's in Nashville. And I'm trying to remember who it was now.
Newcomer?
I will tell you, yeah, I think so.
Well, you were saying it'd be cool if Post Malone showed up.
Oh, yeah, Post Malone is there. That would be super cool, yeah. Although he is a... kind of a different interview because he gets so awkward sometimes.
He's a little awkward. I have a feeling that might wear him out, too. I'm just going to say. I feel like he might... I think Jelly realized that after the first one. He was like, he still does it, and he's great at it, but man, you got to be prepared.
And Post is just really, really kind.
Very much so.
And he tries to be like really open and honest, but he's also just naturally anxious. And so, yeah, that would be a weird one. Mm. One person I am looking forward to seeing because I loved her so much last year. I thought she was so fun. And didn't know anything about any of her music at that time. And now she's had a number one hit, and I just think she's great. Ashley Cook.
Oh, yeah, Ashley would be great. Yeah, that's a good call.
So fun.
Yeah, very much so.
She taught me the hand hug last year,
right.
And you better believe I will be breaking it out.
Yeah, that was, she would be great. That's a good
Steve
call.
Steve going with us to Nashville?
Hmm.
Is he?
We've got email.
Okay.
We've got email.
I'm not going if Steve's not going.
Who do you think's going to be doing all the work?
What do you mean?
Steve.
I have to do all of it. Is Steve going to do it?
We're going to make Steve do everything.
Yay! So Steve is going.
Here or there?
Both.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Got another message. Holly says, hey, Steve. Don't know if you can do this, but if you have an extra room in Nashville, I'd be happy to go with you.
Seem like I'm maybe just want to go to the award show.
Nope, it's all about you, Steve.
It's all about you, buddy.
Thanks. Wait, so was that a Steve has to stay home?
No, he can go. He should go with us.
Yeah, he should go with us.
Yeah. So good luck, Steve. Also, this one, I did enjoy this from David. When on Good Morning, Jay, Kevin, and producer Steve. Look at that. And capitalized producer and Steve. Very official. Jeez. I know. David doesn't mess around. On Fridays, when you guys are not there, do you think the Friday boys get together somewhere and do their own show or just cry in their coffee?
Friday.
It's such a great question.
Friday.
I'm like, well, maybe both. I don't know.
Gosh, I wish they did.
That would be great.
I wish they got together.
They had their own show.
Yeah, don't need creamer. You just need tears.
Yeah, which would be about right.
I'm excited to see the Friday boys tomorrow because, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're going to come in pretty pretty excited to get back on the air.
Coming in hot tomorrow. Yeah. So anyway.
Coming in hot.
We'll ask them that question tomorrow. I imagine crying their coffee would be my final answer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
What?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.